Suffolk Pod Show is produced and managed by podtalk.co.uk. I'm Mark Mason.
And I'm Susanna Hornby. Episode 48, introducing Insert Laughter Here, an improvised comedy group, Suffolk. And welcome, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Well, there's three of you here, so I'm going to introduce you individually because I think that would be fair. First of all, Aaron. Hello, Aaron.
Hello.
Hi. Thank you for coming on. And Abby, hello.
Hello.
And Mark.
Hello.
Right, so there's three of them. So now we know. So if they start clashing, we only have to unwind three of them. So, right, first of all, a very straightforward question. And it is, I'm going to go to, who shall I start with? Abby, I'm going to start with you. How did you first? No.
So much pressure.
No, I know. No, you're used to this, so this should be okay. But you love comedy. When did you start laughing? When was the first time that comedy really came in for you?
Oh, well, you know, I feel like we all grow up kind of taking in comedy. You know, I was that kid, or I'm also that adult that kind of laughs at anything. but I went to college, well, I graduated college about 4 years ago now, but I did performing arts. And part of that was improv. And I really didn't like it at first. I thought I was terrible at it. And I really like scripted things I can kind of get focused on. But my teacher assured me, she was like, no, wait, I promise you are actually kind of funny. You've got this. And then I loved it. Afterwards, I did a few shows there. And then I met Aaron working at Theatre Royal in Bury. And he mentioned he was starting up Insert Laughter Here. So I was like, yeah, okay, I'll give it a go. I've got a bit of experience with that. Never looked back.
God, I personally think it is the hardest thing to do. Let me bring in Aaron here. Do you study other improv people at the beginning? Do you watch a lot of it?
I have always watched a lot of it, purely because I kind of stumbled upon Whose Line Is It Anyway on, I think it was Five USA at the time when I was younger. And I just watched a bit of it, not knowing any of what it was, and just really, really loved it. And then watched more and more. And I've got friends who are in improv groups, and had seen a few improv shows at Theatre Royal, and just every time I'd seen it, being like impressed and delighted at the sort of stuff they could come up with on their feet from nothing, just from suggestions. And then the opportunity, well, the moment came up. Me and Abby were actually watching a show together in the theatre. There was a creative group who were studying improv themselves, and they put on a little show. And just that, it just made me go, well, why aren't we doing this? We could do this. These people are doing this on stage. They're having a whale of a time. We could do this. I said to Abby, let's do this. And she said, are you going to start something? I was like, yeah, I'm going to start something.
You're starting, Aaron.
Yeah, exactly. Could we take this outside, maybe to some other theatres? Who knows? And Abby was a bit modest there, because she actually came up with the name Insert Laughter Here, because I had no idea what to name it. And she just flippantly went, what about Insert Laughter Here? And I was like, I actually love that.
Yeah.
And it stuck.
It's brilliant. It's a brilliant, brilliant name. And Mark, you grew up with a very funny dad. I know that much. But how did you meet these two?
I was introduced by a former member and went along to have a go, not having done an awful lot of stage things or drama things apart from some Amdram panto, and I thought, well, I'll give it a whirl. And they've not got rid of me yet, so
we've tried, believe me.
So I'm in.
You're all in. And how long have you been going for, Aaron?
Well, this was early 2019 that we started. And then, so we had a few really good shows that year. And then we were kind of really falling into our stride and entered 2020. And we booked for Bury Fringe, and we booked for Theatre Royal. We were going to play in the bar, and it was feeling really good. And then obviously the things happened. And it was actually really tight knit, because our show was kind of end of March. And it was very much sort of, will we, won't we get to perform? Because there were shows being stopped, but not all of them. So it was about a week before that we actually got pulled in the end. So it was so close. But yeah, so then we stayed in touch during lockdown. We tried some live streamed performances via Facebook, but it just wasn't the same energy. And then I'd been itching to get back to it. So I was keeping an eye on obviously the restrictions and any potential venues reopening, that sort of thing. And then we we had the opportunity to go for a couple of shows at the Market Cross in Bury and just get back into it. And I thought, yeah, we're going to take this shot. And I brought some new people in. Mm-hmm. Some of the people had moved on and gone on to other things in the lockdown and moved away and such, and decided not to stay with the group. So we brought some new members in, had two really nice shows to start us off. And then, yeah, we're back into the swing of it now, and onwards and upwards, as they say.
And it's just great. It is fantastic to see all of this theatre and comedy and music suddenly coming back.
Oh, such a tonic, really is.
It is, isn't it? It really, really is. So, Mark, I know I mentioned you have a funny dad, but you must have had influences when you were younger. Who did you find really funny?
Well, I was introduced to a lot of things from before my time by my dad. Growing up, I was pretty out of sync, so I watched a lot of Dad's Army and Tommy Cooper and Bookman Wise and things like that. And eventually, once I sort of hit my teens and could, you know, start watching what I wanted on TV, things that really got to influence things like Vic and Bob and Shooting Stars, The Office, lots of TV comedy like The Simpsons, of course, often goes unmentioned by a lot of people, but it's got so much good comedy in it. And stand-up-wise, it's changed an awful lot. Bill Bailey has been a favourite of mine for a long while. Mm. He's ridiculously talented. Mm-hmm. Just did the music and the dancing he does now as well. He's getting out of hand, really. Peter Kay as well, for his range of stuff, his stand-up, and another strong influence. And more recently, James Acaster, his shows are just excellent.
Yeah.
And they sort of came out of nowhere, really. And it was strange enough, none of these sort of replicate my style on stage. I just enjoy them, but it doesn't come out like that.
So how does it all work, guys? I mean, do you sit down and write together? I mean it is improv, but I you must have a structure, Aaron. You know, there's some organization going on here.
Yeah, I mean, we have a series of games that we play. So when we get together to practice, we just run the games. Mm-hmm. We say, right, we're going to play this game now. Let's just add in our own suggestions and play it. Mm-hmm. And it just gets us used to the structure of a particular game, so that when we're on stage and the audience are shouting, you know, goodness knows what at us, we know the structure well enough to be able to plug anything into it and make it funny. Uh-huh. And it's just about getting comfortable with how each game works and knowing what needs to happen and where, mm-hmm. so that we know that everyone understands it and we can all feed off each other. Like, one of the simplest ones in terms of structure is the alphabet game.
Yeah.
So it's two performers, they speak in consecutive letters of the alphabet, and that's it. It's very simple structurally, mm-hmm. but fitting that into a scene that someone's given you and still trying to keep track of the alphabet and be funny and make it, you know, a cohesive scene.
Yeah.
It is challenging, but it is also really thrilling and exciting as well. It's great.
Yeah. Abby, has it ever gone wrong?
I suppose when it's improv, can it go wrong?
Because
if it can, then it definitely has.
we have a bit of a kind of reputed curse in that whenever our parents are in the audience, one of us, that person will say something particularly dodgy.
I think we should name it the donut curse, really.
Yeah, exactly.
Take really it back to its origins.
Abby kicked it off with the very end of our first show. And just came up with this incredible line, which I can't repeat because we won't be able to broadcast it.
You can, but we'll just beep the bad bits. Go on, dare you?
Let's just say it involved a police officer, a donut, and what he could eat resembling a donut. Let's just leave it at that.
Right. Okay. Let's leave it right there.
And I should mention, my mum was front and centre.
Right. So. Did you see the look on her face?
Yeah.
Right, so when is your next gig? When can people come and see you?
So the next one is Wednesday the 23rd of March at the Fisher Theatre. So that was where we had our first show this year. Lovely little place. And then we're back there for that show. And then beyond that, we're hoping to get involved with Bury Fringe once they're going to be opening for submissions very soon. Mm-hmm. And we've got a couple of other irons in the fire for venues we're hoping to get to. But yeah, certainly at the moment, Fisher Theatre on the 23rd of March.
Yeah, and where exactly is the Fisher Theatre, for those who don't know?
Oh, I didn't say that, did I?
No.
It's in Bungie.
No, No, you
that's
did not.
Kind of important because there's lots of theatre theatres around the world. So pick one and hopefully you'll be right.
It's in Bungie. That is correct, Bungie. Isn't it? Yeah. We're really looking forward to coming to see that because we actually missed you on the last one because we were busy. So I cannot wait to come and see you. All jokes permitted. The dirtier the better as far as we're concerned. Fine.
You'll love it then. You'll love it.
So are we going to play a game or several games or how do you want to work it?
Yeah, we can definitely play games. We've kind of worked on a few that work really well remotely when we've been in interviews and things. And then we thought we'd chuck one completely new that we've never tried doing remotely and we've hardly ever tried doing on stage as well. So that'll be fun.
Well, now's your moment. There's nothing wrong.
Exactly. Let's start with one that we know really well because that'll be best.
Off
I
you
think.
Go.
We'll play questions only. Mm-hmm. So in this game, you can only talk in questions. And if you talk without saying a question, you're out. So let's establish an order for us to go in. So if I start and then we'll go with Abby and then Mark and then Zana. So we're actually in alphabetical order. That works quite nicely.
That's nice. Aaron, I didn't realise I was playing.
Sorry, I want to
because I'd really like to be in your team, really. But yes, go on then.
Well, great.
This will be your audition.
But what we need from you first is a scenario, somewhere we can base this scene in.
Abbey Gardens in Bury. Is that good enough?
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah lovely. Okay. Off we go then. Just a reminder of the order. Me, Abby, Mark, and then you.
Okay.
Is that seat taken?
Depends. Have you got an ice cream I can have as payment?
Where's my ice cream?
I thought I was going to get a lollipop.
Did you ask for a lollipop, Zana?
Sorry, are you going to sit here?
Can I have sprinkles on mine?
Has anyone actually seen the ice cream van?
Is there an ice cream van, is there?
Why are we talking about ice creams? I just want to know who's sitting here.
Can we look at the birds now?
I can't think of another one. This could go on for quite some time.
If you don't speak in a question, you get eliminated with the bell and the next person jumps in and then they start with the question. And it is very fast paced.
I can imagine it.
Yeah,
it just goes to show doing a game like that how important it is to actually be able to see each other, doesn't it? Because actually that is half the vibe for you guys I'm getting because you must just play off each other all the time.
That's kind of one of the things we got across when we were doing our online gigs as well. Mm-hmm. Like even though it was on cameras, you had things like delays and you couldn't do the actions as much. And you don't really think about what a big part of it that is, really.
It's massive.
Well, having a live audience as well, it just doesn't, it's not the same at all. Because you can't think, did that work? Should I carry on down this line? Or should I change tack?
No.
You just don't know.
What we'll do is Mark will put in loads of laughter, won't you? Insert laughter here. Exactly that.
There you go.
Insert canned laughter here.
There we go.
Can we hire him for our next show as well?
Okay. Yeah. Oh, dear. I was going to ask if you still had the drum roll from the pantomime. That's brilliant. Okay. So one more game, I think. What about the one where you said you need to cut me off and then I guessing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll do that.
All right.
So it's kind of adapted from one of our newer games, which is Double Date, mm-hmm. where there's two performers on stage and each of them gets given a celebrity, but they're off stage when they get given it, so they don't know who they are. Mm-hmm. And then the other person who does know who they are is they're on a blind date together and they feed each other clues mm-hmm. with witty things they're saying. And then we also have restaurant staff who rush on and off stage and give extra clues in the manner of restaurant workers.
Yeah.
So what we thought we could do is get you to go off headphones for 10 seconds and we'll quickly assign you a celebrity.
Okay.
And then we will feed you clues as if we are restaurant workers serving mm-hmm. you on a blind date
somewhere.
Cool with that?
Yeah, I'm very cool with that. Do I have to think of anybody or anything? I don't need to be anybody.
So all you need to do is when you figure out who we are, so we're going to assign you a celebrity
mm-hmm.
and then when you think you know who it is, you can let us know and then guess.
Right.
But you don't need to do anything else other than put up with our nonsense.
Okay, sounds really cool. Okay, right.
Okay, so
Mark is turning me off now.
Okay, right, here we go.
Okay.
So I think we can make Zana, let's make her Anton Deck.
Anton Deck, brilliant.
Two in one.
The perfect thing.
Okay. Okay, great. Just wait for her to come back.
Okay, I'm back.
OK, Okay, well, from now on, you're going to be entering a lovely, fine, fancy restaurant, and your three waiters will be with you very shortly.
Well, thank you very much. I'm very excited.
Good evening and welcome to the restaurant. Are you dining alone this evening? Will there be more than one of you?
I think I'm on my own. Thank you so much.
Okay, and are you eating in or would you like a takeaway?
I would in, please. Thank you very much.
Okay, this way, please.
Thank you.
Hello, can I interest you this evening in a drink? Or let me tell you the specials first. And this evening we've got bull testicles, or we've also got the chef's special is goat tongue. So you have a look at that and let me know, okay?
Oh, that's quite a choice, isn't it?
Would you like to have a look at the wine list?
Oh, yes, please.
Here we are. And how much wine would you like to order?
Well, at least a bottle, if that's okay.
Well, are you sure that's a good idea? How are you getting back today?
Well, I thought I would get a taxi, right?
Oh, it's probably very wise. I wouldn't drive.
Then I shan't.
Oh, I'm so sorry to interrupt your meal, but I just wanted to warn you. I feel like you might need to be extra careful. There's someone running around outside with a paintball gun, so do watch out for him.
Okay, thank you. I will be careful.
So here we are. Your tucker has arrived.
Lovely, thank you. That's very kind of you. Looks delicious.
Are you sure you wouldn't like to use our facilities to get changed? It appears you've turned up in your PJs.
Oh, have I?
Yeah. It's not a problem. It's fine. It's fine. It's just we don't usually have people wear their PJs here, but it's fine.
Okay. Let me just have a think.
Have you decided on what you'd like to eat, or would you like to perhaps try all of the options? Maybe see if you need any take your fancy. You can give us a star to let us know which one you like.
Okay, I know who I am now.
Who are you?
I think I'm Anton Deck.
Yay!
sorry to start off with a bull testicle there, but it had to be.
No, that was I didn't know what was I. Well, you just don't know, do you? That's I love that. That's really good. What a great game. Okay.
So in our last show, we had Sebastian from The Little Mermaid on a date with Peter Pan, and very very funny.
That's brilliant. That's absolutely brilliant. So when you're a full team, Abby, how many of you are there?
It really varies. I think at the minute we've got six of us, I haven't actually done a gig for about a year or so now because I'm up in Manchester at university. It's quite nice having a larger group though, because it means whoever's available can switch and change and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I think the smallest group, I might be wrong, Aaron, but I think it's four. You've done a gig with four?
Yeah, so I think the minimum that we need on stage is four, because it gives the audience a nice variety, so it's not just me talking the whole time, because that can get a bit dull.
Oh, I can't imagine there's that. A pool of...
I'll have to test that with you next time we're in the office. there's a pool of 10 of us now. We've had quite a few new members join in the last few weeks, so there's 10 in total. We usually aim for at least four, six, I think. Six to eight is the ideal, really. Any more than that and it starts to get a bit too chaotic, if that is a thing. But it's nice to have, and we've got people all around the place, Suffolk, Norfolk, Manchester now. So representing the North for us, Abby, thank you.
Yeah.
You are, you're positively global, really, quite frankly, if you're having Manchester in the mix.
Yeah.
I think it's really exciting and it's really unusual and it's really cool to have a group like you. I mean, I know you will perform in theatres, but what about if people wanted to hire you privately? Is that something that you would do or have never thought about?
Well, I mean, yeah, absolutely. We'd love to do that. I mean, the friends that I've got who are in another group in Norfolk, they have performed at weddings before. So, right. You know, we'd be well up for that. We're very happy to
dress
up and pop a tuxedo and such and cause nonsense at your wedding or other event. No problem.
I just imagine it would be great. And, you know, big staff parties and whatever. I think all of that is great. I can imagine, you know, the closer the crowd, the funnier and the more kind of involved and immersed everyone is.
And I think it's a different sort of performance. Like, you go in, normally when you watch theatre, you go in, you sit down, you don't say anything. Mm. But this is very much an interactive experience. So the things that you're saying come to life on the stage with us being silly around them. And we've had some cracking suggestions, some things that we would never have come up with ourselves. And that's brilliant. And every time I go, yeah, fantastic. We'll go with that. That's excellent.
It's the mundane suggestions that someone says, oh, where should we be? Matterland. So, okay, we'll do something in Matterland. And somehow it works. And it doesn't always. You don't always think, well, it's not your first choice. You want something a bit more exciting than that. But it's amazing what can come out of the brain at the time.
I mean, I can see it too. And also, it's the types of people around you too. And when they are a bit straight-faced and they actually are, you know, that just gives you more, I don't know, what is it, more armour to just kind of go at it.
Yeah. Well, there's always someone you can spot that's not laughing. There's always one.
Yeah. Abby, that'll be your mother.
Yeah. Oh, no, she never came to another show after that.
So, Mark, has your father been to see you?
He has, yes, a couple of times.
And did you pass muster with him?
Of course, it's difficult not to. He's very generous like that. But he did like asking, and you don't script it. There's no script. I said, no, there's no script. Yeah. He said, you made it up as you went along. Yes, we improvised it. That's what we did. But there's no script. No, there's no script. Why can't you get this?
I think the thing on that point is that Mark comes out with the most fantastic lines, and like, I'm sitting at the side of the stage watching the game and running it, and I just think, where the heck did that come from? It's incredible. And it just floors the crowd every single time. And I love it so much, so I can understand why he's saying he thinks it's scripted, because
that's very, very kind of you. I'm getting emotional now. Sat here in Sainsbury's car park.
Is that where you are?
I am, I'm in Sainsbury's car park in Sudbury.
Why, Mark?
Why? Because I've scheduled this in around dropping off one of my foster children to Scouts. I knew there was a good signal here, so I thought I'd park up.
I know exactly where you are. Exactly where you are.
And I'd be worried.
Yeah, and I'm impressed with your multitasking. No, yeah, you should be.
Thank you.
You should be worried. Because I'm in the car next to you. Hello. No, I'm not. So that's brilliant. So, right, everybody who's listening, off we go to the Fish Theatre anywhere in the world, but mainly in Bungie, to watch these guys on the 23rd of March. What day is that? Is that a Saturday or a Friday?
It's a Wednesday.
Oh, sorry.
A bit of a midweek mischief for us. No. But yeah, Wednesday this time.
Hump day. It's the best day to go out and have a drink.
Get through that week.
Listen, thank you so much to all of you for joining us. You are very funny people, genuinely, and you've made me laugh. Mark's laughing, but you can't hear him, but he is really laughing. And so how do we follow you? How do people get hold of you?
So social media, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, it's just at ILH Improv. So insert laughter here, ILH Improv. And that's it. You'll find us. We're brightly coloured. You can't miss us.
No, you definitely can't miss you. And thank you very much for joining us. Aaron, we'll see you soon. And Abby, we look forward to seeing you. Will you be at the Fisher Theatre?
Thank you. Unfortunately not. No, because I've got uni on a Wednesday. Got school. I'm hoping the next weekend one, I'm hoping to make it down for.
Great, great.
We are going to wrangle it back into a show at some point.
Yeah.
We want more inappropriate donut comments.
And how about you, Mark? Will you be there?
Yes, I will be there. Couldn't miss it again.
Ah, brilliant. And will your dad be there, maybe?
I think he will be there. He has mentioned that he's going to that one, so...
Okay. Well, it'll be good.
Watch out for him.
No, I hear his jokes from a million miles off and try to laugh. He would know.
As long as he gives the credits out.
Thank you so much, guys. And good luck with that. And good luck with the rest of the, well, the rest of the, I'm going to say the season. It goes on and on, isn't it? Just forever and ever. And good luck. And we'll look out for you. Take care. Thanks for being on the Suffolk Pod Show.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Suffolk Pod Show. Find us on Facebook, Twitter or Instagram. Or you can visit our website, podtalk.co.uk. And here's our disclaimer.
The Suffolk Pod Show will not be held responsible for any omissions or errors in its podcast.
The Suffolk Pod Show is produced purely for entertainment purposes. Views and opinions are that of our own or that of our guests.